When they asked me to do this speech, they said that they actually wanted it to be kind of esoteric, and they wanted what they wanted me to look at was the growing trend of students who are filing First Amendment lawsuits when they are disciplined for bullying, harassment, and that kind of thing. And this, and you're probably thinking, those of you who haven't had to deal with this, you're probably thinking, well, that would never happen. There's no such lawsuits. There are dozens of these lawsuits that have been filed, that are going through the courts, and that have been decided. And it happens a lot. And so the question, I think, becomes, what is the balance between the student's First Amendment right to speak and a school district's obligation to discipline for things like bullying and discrimination and harassment? So we're going to start out just real quickly by looking at the old standards. So, you know, up until 2007, we knew that we had three tests for dealing with student free speech. We have the Tinker test, which is the speech that basically addressed school-tolerated student speech. This is student speech that just merely happens to occur on school property. And this is, of course, the famous material and substantial disruption test. So you can discipline a student if their speech materially and substantially disrupts operations of the school. Then you have Hazelwood. Hazelwood is the school-sponsored speech. So if in some way the school is sponsoring the student's speech, or it can be perceived as sponsoring the speech, like, for example, a school newspaper, which is what Hazelwood dealt with, then you have a lower standard, and that's the that you can restrict it so long as the restrictions are reasonably related to legitimate pedagogical concerns. Lower standard. Then you have Frazier, which is kind of a little bit of an outlier. Frazier, which was the student council nominating speech that went awry, it basically addresses lewd, offensive speech. So if speech is vulgar, lewd, plainly offensive, you can discipline a student for that speech, even if it doesn't necessarily rise to the level of a Tinker disruption.